caffeine. I mean, I'm like 500 milligrams of caffeine a day probably. And mm-hmm. I see some of these stories out there demonizing caffeine. What is your what's your say on caffeine?
Yeah. See, this is what I love the question thing. So I love caffeine myself. Caffeine is actually one of the precursors to thyroid hormone metabolism, believe it or not. So for some people like myself, I used to have Hashimoto's. I used to have hypothyroidism. In fact, if I don't watch it, I could actually inflame my formerly known as Hashimoto's. You guys don't have to keep your autoimmune disease. You don't have to say my MS or my lupus or my Hashimoto's, my fibromyalgia. They're not yours to keep unless you really want to stay sick. You could get rid of autoimmune disease. Caffeine, for me, there's something that the chemistry works for my brain. So what I'm saying is it's not good for everybody. It depends on your genetic structure. I've actually done metabolic tests and looked at people's genetics and found that some people actually do benefit from caffeine. So it depends on how you're using it. I will tell you, Owen, I'm not sure, am I allowed to break something with the peanut butter earlier? Because I can say something with and alongside with caffeine, if you're okay with that.
Okay. I don't know what you mean by break something. I'm a little scared. I don't want to go ahead.
So there, you know, mycotoxins, we tested it on your lab, right? Mycotoxins are mold toxins, and those are very common in peanut butter and coffee if it hasn't been mold tested and if it's not organic. So on your lab test, we found that those mycotoxins were high, and that's probably from the peanut butter.
Yeah, I was going to say, because I don't drink coffee. So if anything, it was probably the peanut butter.
Probably the peanut butter. So I'd say switch to something like almond butter or something else, because
don't take away. You said you wouldn't take away my toys. Peanut butter is like my go-to. In the morning, I wake up, I do like 2 spoonfuls of peanut butter, and I exercise. So I need to switch it off. You're saying?
I'm just switching up your toys, Owen. That's all I'm doing. I'm trying to
almond
take
butter.
Away
all right, I'll give it a try.
Or there's so many nut butters. I mean, you can make nut butters. You can throw it in a blender. I know you want to do it in a hurry too. There's macadamia nut butter.
I don't got time for that.
That's a really good one.
I don't got time for that.
Okay.
I see these things. There's Dr. Peterson's like, you know, you need to make your bed in the morning. Make my bed in the morning. Who's got time to make their bed in the morning? I get out of bed. I'm going to work. Make your bed in the morning. Give me a break.
Get a housekeeper. Or see,
look at this. What do
you? Our housekeeper, we have her come over twice a week. She cleans the house one day and she food preps for us the other part of the day. And she's like $25 an hour. So,
this gets back to the Food Babe and Dell Bigtree and what they're doing and Make America Healthy Again and RFK Jr. with Kellogg's thing. It's like, look, I want to be able to go to the store. Yeah, I'm busy. Maybe I have to make a sacrifice on my health. Maybe I get a B in a health instead of an A. Because of my lifestyle choice. It's a choice I make. I want to be able to go get a peanut butter or whatever that's not going to make me sick. It's like, so I get where these moms are coming from. It's like, yeah, okay, well, you could do this, but it's going to take you an extra hour of your day. It's going to take more work. It's like, I'd like to be able to go get a cereal or a breakfast bar or something that I give my kids, put it in their lunchbox. It's not going to be bad for them.
Yeah, I know. I agree. And this is the thing. I can empathize with all of you, because I'm not trying to sit here being a hippie doctor that's like, well, just do everything on your own, because I get it. Like, I'm extremely busy treating patients all day, and I'm on a lot of shows like this. And I love being with you guys. So I don't have time all the time to do this stuff, but it costs 1/4 of the price. And we're looking at inflation right now, which Kamala Harris says that we don't have any inflation at all. Yeah, right. So 1/4 of the price to make your own nut butter. That's what I'm talking about. And it's super easy. It, like, you literally throw in some nuts in a blender. You put
some
salt
in it. Where
did
you guys find that video? It looked like you had a video tutorial that you've done.
Oh, it's probably me. Oh, God, you guys are good. I just realized what video you found. So there's something I developed called the Metabolic Mocha. And it's a coffee alternative. So that one is amazing. You could do this with or without coffee. You add like 12 different types of mushrooms in there, like the reishis and the ashwagandha and the cordyceps. They're so good for your immune system. So people are like, oh, let's go get a flu shot. I'm like, go eat some mushrooms. You know, go add some mushrooms to your coffee. There's a company called Four Sigmatic. You guys might even make some stuff.
Mushrooms in the coffee. Yeah.
Exactly. Or maybe even some other type of mushrooms, if you know what I'm talking about, because that's actually good for addictions. And they do have studies to prove that 80% of success.
Well, it's good
for
a lot of mental health stuff, too. That was kind of a curiosity for me when I was younger. It was kind of obvious that was a much better alternative than these pharmaceutical drugs for anxieties and other things. I want to take another call in. This might be a this is an interesting one. This might be a little bit of a hard hitting one. I'm sure you're not going to shy away. Eva in New York. Eva, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello. Happy birthday, Diane.
Thank you, fellow New Yorkan.
Well, I have a. I'll try to make a long story short so that I can get your advice. In January 2022, my whole right jaw swelled up, and it turned out to be a root canal infection. So I took 10 days of Pen VK, and the swelling went down. I saw a dentist. They said you have a root canal infection. And I didn't have insurance at the time, so I planned to sign up for it with my employer. And I made a mistake, and I waited. But the following year, in 2023, I ended up getting shingles on my scalp before I had the insurance, before I got to the dentist. And I waited to go to a holistic dentist in my area. And so I also treat with a naturopath here in New York, and I have to see her in Vermont if she prescribes anything for me. So I was going, they did a scan to check for other infection, and on August 7th last year, 2023, I went back to their office to get the scan results. They said no other infection. And then next thing you know, I'm in the cleaning chair. So they did an ultrasonic cleaning on me before the extraction wasn't planned till October, and I just went with it. I trusted them. 2 days later, I could barely walk, and the shingles on my head started draining. I think it was no longer shingles at that point. I got very, very sick from the cleaning with the active infection in my jaw, and I've been I finally got the tooth out in October. At that time, they gave me amoxicillin for the procedure, which by it was only 6 days, and by the end of the 6 days, the scalp was about resolved. I felt great. I wasn't feeling like I was in a haze, and so then as soon as the amoxicillin stopped, it just went from bad to worse on my scalp. So since then, I've been suffering with this horrible scalp condition, and I broke, because of my job is very demanding, I had to take a leave of absence. I ended up going back to the mainstream doctor, and they tried to diagnose me with a mental disorder and put me on antidepressants.
Ava, so, I know we only have 3 minutes, so I have a lot to say, so I got to make sure I get a couple things from you.
All the doctors told me I had postherpetic neuralgia, and I said, well, why is there glue coming out of my scalp, and why is it, like, strangulating and extremely disabling? So,
did you
flash
say
forward
that you did
today,
do a root canal?
Excuse me?
Did you say you did do a root canal? Is that what happened, or did they remove a root canal?
I had a root canal that was infected, and they did an ultrasonic cleaning on me before the infection was removed. Before it was removed, and 2 days later, I could barely walk. And then the, like, lingering shingles that wouldn't go away, probably because of the large infection in my jaw, started draining like a gluey substance. And I broke down and went to some regular doctor.
They removed the infection from the root canal, or they removed the root canal entirely?
They cleaned my teeth with the infection in there. And then 2 months later, they took it out.
The whole root canal?
Yeah, it came out, the whole tooth. With a holistic dentist.
Okay, so here's my beef, because oftentimes, and this is really unfortunate, because it's just like saying I'm working with a naturopath, but a lot of them are not properly trained on, like, cavitations or parasite cleanses. Because to me, what I know you can go on and on, and I just want to make sure I'm respectful to the time. We only have 2 minutes left, so I hate to cut you off. But what is happening right now is you probably have cavitations. I'm not sure if they did a cone beam on you to look at the jaw and all the possibilities of cavitations in the jaw. It sounds like that's what's going on. It sounds like they didn't really address it properly. Also, when you have, and I want everybody to hear this, because I could take Ava's situation, I could apply it to all of you. Herpes, shingles, all of these things that come from the herpes family, those are all dormant retroviruses that come out to play only when your immune system is shut down and specifically distracted by parasites. So what it sounds like is you have it. Sorry, this is going to sound really weird, but you've got parasites in the head. I'm guessing you're probably going to have something called, like, strongyloides. We see a lot of that in our practice. We muscle test that, and we find a lot of strongyloides in the brain. And what strongyloides is really good at is distracting the immune system, becomes the Trojan horse. Then that's when those retroviruses, like the shingles, can come out. So shingles isn't the problem. The viruses aren't the problem. They are the result of the immune system being overreactive to toxins and infections that have to be addressed. So I'd say we've got to do a deep dive cleanse on you. I could talk with you. I know you have a naturopath, but you should be doing a deep dive parasite cleanse, heavy metal cleanses, and cleaning up the from the bottom up so that we can drain from the brain down and the toxins have a place to leave.
So all right, that's Eva, really important. I'm so sorry we're out of time here. Sometimes Diane and I tend to talk long, but I appreciate your call. All right, we leave. You know, we had the bit of a nicotine beef. I think we cleared that up. We didn't fully clear that up. Maybe now we got a peanut butter beef, but it's all good. Dr. Diane Kayser, always great. Thank you for coming on at Diane Kayser on X for more information.
Thanks, guys.
Most people that research supplements and that are into health know that Irish sea moss and its benefits are documented and incredible. Well, our sponsor, thealexjonesstore.com, happened to be able to get one of the top suppliers with the highest rated Irish sea moss to give them the authorization for private labeling. So now it's Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss, exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com. It is the ultimate superfood. The iodine, the trace minerals, the elements, the vitamins that are in this are incredible. They give you instant energy, instant focus, but as you take it for a few weeks, you feel the stamina, the libido, the mental clarity. It is a superfood. It is concentrated. So get Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss exclusively discounted at thealexjonesstore.com. And listen to this. One bottle is 40% off. Three bottles is 55% off. And again, one bottle is 40%. Get yours today at thealexjonesstore.com. And I thank you for keeping us on the air. Please listen closely because this is